Well, Amazon officially teased their rumored brick-and-mortar grocery store today with their patented new Just Walk Out technology. The online giant says they've used machine learning, computer vision, and AI so you never have to wait in line at the grocery store again. You scan your phone on the way into the store, and then you choose what you want off the shelves, and then you walk out. You just walk out like shoplifting. It's awesome. What? It's called Amazon Go. It's made with sensor fusion to track the products and then automatically charge your account.
See you later. I just got my burrito.
So these future stores will sell ready-to-eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack options, staples like bread and milk, even artisan cheeses and locally made chocolates, all without any of the muss and fuss of talking to any real people.
Who wants to talk to people anymore? Jeez.
So I have so many thoughts on this. I'm guessing that most of the stuff will be packaged. I mean, I guess you could, like, put their automatic fusion sensing technology inside an Apple if you bought it. But I'm not really sure how that would go. And there's been a lot of talk about people, what about all the people working in grocery stores? And I mean, I don't know any other way to say it, but like any job in the future that can be automated will be automated. And I think that still there's things for people to do in the grocery stores. I'm thinking particularly of those people that just stand next to the automated checkout and make sure you're doing it right. And
okay,
fix
so
it when
one
it's
or
not
two
working.
People. All right, so two people didn't lose their job.
Yeah. Or as someone pointed out on Twitter, like there's the people that have to put the things back on the shelf when you put them in the wrong place.
Oh, okay, maybe that.
Uh huh.
But I mean, yeah. Mike Murphy on Quartz kind of broke out some numbers on this, right? 3.4 million employed cashiers in the U.S., 4.5 million retail salespeople, 2.4 million laborers who might, you know, be stocking cargo or whatever. Almost all of this is automatable, specifically by Amazon. They're proving it with this, you know, this single store that they can automate the need or the lack of a need for cashiers. They're already automating, you know, their fulfillment warehouses in many ways for all the products that they've been shipping for years and years now. So much of what happens in a grocery store could potentially, at least in this model, be completely automated, except for the one or two people that stand there and make sure that no you know, strange stuff is happening.
Yeah. I mean, so the store is open now to Amazon employees. It's already starting to work. It's in 2017, it'll be open to public. So this is not that far away. This one's 1,800 square feet. You could see how it would be bigger. I mean, we've talked about this. How would it work? I think it's really, I don't like waiting in line at the grocery store.
That's why they have self-checkout, but that's imperfect too.
Yeah, yeah. I've been using it more and more. But yeah, I feel like whenever we talk about these stories, it's just, I feel bad about the people losing their jobs, but it's true. I mean, but I don't want to go back. I don't think that we can go back. Like I don't.
Like put in an artificial stop on progress,
yeah.
or progress in air quotes, because I'm not. I would imagine some people don't consider this progress,
right?
Maybe technological progress, but yeah, I mean, at the risk of potentially a job. So, what is it? Universal
basic income.
There we go. This thing's going to keep coming up. 2017 is the year where we talk about universal basic income all the time. Why?
Well,
because of AI.
Yes. But I mean, so I talked to Anne-Marie Slaughter. I did an episode of Triangulation that will air in a few weeks. And I mean, you know, she basically said that, you know, the jobs that are not going away are caring jobs, like people caring for each other.
Right.
So, you know, if you are thinking of the long term, like that is something, service industry jobs are not going to go away necessarily. Like, I don't think we're going to get away from like service people like waiters and waitresses. Mm-hmm. I think we're a long way from robot waiters and waitresses. But in terms of checking out the grocery store, you might start looking at another long-term career.
Right.